It's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I am Josh Harris, excited to announce tonight at Christ the King Cathedral the kickoff for 40 Days for Life. These heroic lifesavers will be joining together to celebrate this amazing initiative to help the unborn by praying outside of abortion clinics. To learn more and RSVP, email respectlife.stbridget@gmail.com. respectlife.stbridget@gmail.com. But right now I'm joined by two heroic warriors for life, Mary Clausen and Kathy Schneider. We are so blessed to have you two here today celebrating a glory story, an abortion clinic that we have been praying outside of for many, many years doing ministry, particularly you two heroic souls, just recently closed. Praise God.
Praise God.
Lives are being saved. God is moving. And so, Mary, you are really the genesis of so much of this project. I would love to hear what inspired you to just show up there solo one day and start praying outside.
Well, I was kind of praying intermittently at FEMS in Atlanta, and they do 40 Days for Life, so that was advertised, and actually had some health problems, and I couldn't work, and I kind of was like, oh, what can I do to help people? And thought I would join the 40 Days for Life, and I did that at FEMS. Then after that, I was kind of looking for other things to do, and a friend of mine told me that there was an abortion clinic right off of West Wyuka, off Rosa Road in Buckhead, and I'm like, boy, that's so close. I can't believe it. No one's told me about that one. So I decided I was going to just kind of check it out and see what it was like. Mm-hmm. And I got there. Nobody was on the sidewalk. Tons of cars were there. And I was like, I can't believe it. There's a sidewalk right here in front of it. The cars are parked 10, mm-hmm. 20 feet in front of me. And it would just look like, I hate to say it, a perfect place to try to, show some of God's love to the women that are going in there. And so I started going there a couple days a week. Honestly, just kind of by myself, I wasn't nervous or anything. I just, God kind of spoke to me and wow. encouraged me to go there. And it was a really beautiful experience, a little bit lonely, but, you know, God was with me, and I did see some fruits of the labor, just people kind of a little bit of positive feedback, a lot of negative feedback, of course, too, but a lot of positive feedback.
And how long were you going out there until you actually saw somebody choose life?
Not very long at all, maybe 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was Allison, who you know.
Yes, absolutely.
So 2017 is when I started doing that. And I was there praying one day, and a woman got dropped off in a van, and then the van kind of pulled around. And I was sitting at the corner where the van was, and I just kind of tried to give some information to the van driver to say, this is a clinic. If this lady needs help, you know, we're here to help. And he did not know that it was an abortion clinic. He was her taxi driver. And he said, oh, no, she's not going to do that. I'm going to go help her. And he literally parked his van, didn't know this woman, but parked the van, ran in there, said, I'll help you. I'll help your child. Let's go. And pulled Allison out of there. Then Allison came to me, and we hugged, and I told her we could help her. And you could tell she was very relieved. She was a young teenager and just needed some support.
15 years old.
Yeah. She was actually 14 when I met her. She turned 15 before she had her baby. But
14 years old and went to a judge and got a judiciary bypass to skip school and not tell her parents and go down there. Wow. So fast forward a few years and Kathy emerges on the scene. What has your experience out there been like, Kathy?
Well, Mary and I were doing a Bible study together with Carrie Allen. We didn't know each other, and someone said, oh, you and Mary are doing the same thing. You both go to sidewalks, just different places. And so Mary introduced herself, and she said, why don't you come with me? And so we started going because the clinic opened at 7, and Bible study didn't start till 10. And we're like, we have 3 hours. We could try before Bible study once a week. So we started that, and we saw so many fruits, like 2 by 2. Like, wow. It was so effective having two women there, just lots of care and support and hope and faith in these women. And so then we started going more days together. And since that time, we really developed a really great system where we have sidewalk advocates every day that it's open. They're offering hope and help to these women so they don't feel like this is their only option. So God really brought us together. We have become extremely dear friends and have really, you know, expanded a wonderful ministry walking with moms in need where we help these women and, you know, just learn their stories and come alongside them.
Wow. And so we formulated a little ministry called Sidewalk Save somewhere into that journey where we kind of had a regular team of prayer warriors kind of tapping in on certain days of the week. And I believe you guys sent me a recap of one of the years. In one year, there were 2021, 29 babies that were born that were rescued from abortion. Is that correct?
Correct. That's right.
That's amazing.
And the numbers continued to go up because then the next year it was like 56, then it was 65. Like, it's been hundreds of babies, thank you, Jesus, that were saved there. So bringing more people and having a very good supported prayer effort on the sidewalk brought many fruits.
And Josh is being modest because he was a big impetus in getting more people on the sidewalk. COVID hit. We're all at home bored. He texts me one day and says, "Hey, Mary, can we do 40 Days for Life at Atlanta Women's Center?" I was like, "Well, they don't really do it in the summer, but, you know," I joked. I go, "We can do sidewalk saves." And he's like, "Okay, I'll do it." And so he like got all this kind of promotional pieces out and really recruited people. And we all just got out there and prayed. A lot of people were bored too, but I think the Holy Spirit also was behind it. I don't know, that summer, didn't we have like 20, 30 people some days praying?
It got pretty action-packed. There's some photos where the sidewalk is lined with people.
Yes.
A priest out there leading everyone in prayer. I mean, it was a mobilization of a community. It was pretty radical. And also, it's interesting because you see people who are more mature in life that are out there. They kind of get what it's about. The older you get, a lot of times the closer you get to God, you see what's important. But the amount of really young people that got involved, I mean, I'm talking high schoolers or even elementary school kids, parents bringing their kids. I mean, there are strollers out there sometimes. Holy Spirit prep. You got the high school to come out one time, Mary, or at least some of the high school. So it's just incredible to see how many people from all areas of life, and keep in mind that common denominator word life, were standing up for life. And so, it was, I think it became a movement. And sometimes you're wondering, do the prayers really work? Some days you're there and there are days where the lot was so overflowing that there weren't even spaces for people to park. And then Roe versus Wade, praise God, gets overturned and the number of cars in that lot severely went down. I mean, people say that it, doesn't really make an impact. Well, it did there, clearly.
Yes.
So it's just amazing to see when you think you're at your wit's end, that prayer is moving and grooving and that clinic is closed. You sent me the text. What did it feel like when you got that information?
Well, we were over the moon, and we were also just trying to double, triple check, like, is this for real? Because, we just didn't want to be saying it's closed when it was not. So many of us, through various techniques, were able to absolutely confirm that it was closed for good. And it was a huge, glorious praise. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And right away, we scheduled a praise on the sidewalk to celebrate, just praise and glorify God. And it was so cute. One of the women that came, she has been somewhat involved in the ministry, but not really. And she was older and she was so cute. I hadn't seen her for years. And she came and said, "Do you know, I felt like it was like that parable where Jesus cured the 10 leopards, but only one came back to say thank you." And she said, "I knew we needed all 9 of us in the other, to be here. So we had everyone thanking God for this. So I thought I had other things I could do today, but I need to come to the sidewalk and thank God for closing this place down."
Wow.
So that was very encouraging for her to make the time and say, it's important to say thank you. And we glorified God so beautifully that day on the sidewalk.
Wow. And you're glorifying him through your yes and saving and serving those babies and families. So thank you guys so much for your heroic witness. I'm Josh Harris with AM 1160 The Quest, chatting with Kathy Snyder, Mary Clausen. Thank you two again. And now we return to the Sunrise Morning Show.